We left off the Chav Dalet and Aleph, but the Mishnah gave us a very, very strange application of B'fanenecha B'fanenechtam. The Mishnah said that the woman herself can be the shaliach to bring the get, as long as she said B'fanenecha B'fanenechtam. Wait a second. How in the world is a woman her own shaliach to bring a get? Isn't the get automatically take effect once it's given to her? So the whole model of B'fanenecha B'fanenechtam means that the get hasn't yet taken effect. The shaliach is walking into Beis Din. He's about to give us a get. And then we say to him, before you give the get, say the magic words. How does that whole idea make any sense when we're dealing with a woman prophet? That's what the Gemara picks up on Chav Dalet and Aleph. It's about 10 lines from the top. The first one line is Upe Mochiach. Isha Asma Vilchulei. Isha Mechimata Gita Liyada Igar Shalom. The woman wants to get a rise to her hand, she's automatically already divorced. So Amar Ravuna, ba'omer lo tiskar shibo ela b'fnei beis din ploni. So he makes a tenai with her, makes a condition that he's giving her the get, but the get shouldn't take effect until she comes to the following beis din. So the get is still totally ba'omer, the get is still dependent upon her arriving in beis din, but the get hasn't taken effect yet. So that's the punchline of this answer of the Gemara. That as long as the get hasn't yet taken effect, we can still discuss say before necha finechtam. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? So kimat yahosam igashimah. Once she arrives there, so she fulfilled the condition. It turns out that retroactively the get was really took effect a long time ago once he gave it to her. So you have this bizarre situation. The get is chal on Monday morning, and she doesn't arrive till Beis Din until Wednesday afternoon. Now, we didn't know the get was chal yet because she didn't fulfill the condition. Once she does fulfill the condition, retroactively the get was chal, and now she's saying before Nechtav 2.5 days later. So that doesn't make any sense. Before Nechtav, that's to be said when the get's been given. Really trying to drive her crazy. He says to us, here's the get. I'm not divorcing you yet. Take a trip. Get on the train, go to Beis Din, and when you get to Beis Din, put the get on the floor, and then pick it up, and when you pick up the get, that will be the Shas, the Sidus again. And by the way, at that moment, don't forget to say, again, why the Meshuggah is doing this, I don't know what's up the sleeve. So says the Gemara, that can't be the case. That's impossible, based on a much more serious problem. If so, then he didn't give her the get. If you think about it, the Shas, the Sidus I get, the time of the get is about to be Chal, it's not coming from his hand physically to her hand, it's coming from her bending down and picking it up off the floor. And that's the problem. Leaving out the craziness of the Fainecha Fainechta. Husband comes to the wife, he's about to hand her the get, and he trips, he drops it, the get falls to the floor. He's got a bad back. He's listening. Do me a favor. You bend down. Even to the last minute, she's still doing a favor. So he said, you bend down and pick up the get, it should be your get. He said, that's no good. Because the Torah says, v'nason biyada. And it wasn't v'nason biyada. It was tali gitech me'aga bekarka. So obviously, this cannot be the scenario that the Mishnah is referring to. So he tries another case. Ella, the Omer law, havi shaliach la'olacha, adamat is hasam. He says to her, you should be the shaliach laholacha, the shaliach to bring the get, until you get to that point. So again, the punchline is that he didn't really give, he physically gave the get, but the gerush, the chalos gerush was not completed yet, until you get to that point. When you get to that city, you get to Beis Din, havi shaliach lekabola, the kabli esgiteich. At that moment in time, you should switch hats. And now you'll become the shaliach lekabola. So you will, in effect, give yourself the get. So we seem to have solved the problem. On the one hand, we have a physical giving. It's the shaliach of the Baal giving the shaliach of the Isha. I mean, in effect, he turned it from a shaliach lelach to a shaliach lekabola. And the get hasn't taken effect yet. So it is still potentially a moment for say before necha, before necha. So the Gemara says, no. There's a tactical problem here. That kind of a strange shlichus, where you become a shlich la'alacha, and then you switch teams in the middle, all of a sudden you become a shlich la'kabal, that doesn't work. Why? Because shlichus has not returned to the Baal. Now, we have no idea what in the world that phrase means. It's a loaded machlik, so we've shown him what that term means, but there's some kind of a deficiency here in uchah shlichus. So somebody should explain. What it means is that a shaliach is representing the Baal, And when he finishes his job, he's supposed to theoretically report back to his mishalech. It doesn't mean he literally has to, but he has to have that possibility to report back. Whereas here, the shaliach of the Baal all of a sudden becomes a shlich d'isha before he has that opportunity to return back to the Baal. And somehow, for some deep, dark, mysterious reason, that's a deficiency in hukushlicha. So again, it's not exactly clear why that's so. Rashi has a pshat, Tosis has a pshat. It's very, very complicated why that should be so. But lemaisa, the Gemara said, I'll consider that to be a problem, a deficiency in hukushlicha. But that cannot be the case. So comes the Gemara, okay, we'll try another one. So the Amalei said to her as follows, Havi shaliach la'olacha, Ad the mat is awesome. You be the shlich la'olacha until you get to that city, until you get to that town. When you're standing outside the base, then do the following. The mat is awesome. Shavi shlich l'kabbalah. Not that you become the shlich l'kabbalah. Appoint a shlich l'kabbalah. So here she's walking to get wearing the hat that says, I am the husband shlich la'olacha. And then when she gets there, she quickly calls a friend and says, we've come across the street. And you be my shlich l'kabbalah. I'm going to hand you the get. So there's the sinas get ayadeh ha'baal because she's representing the baal. There's a separate shaliach l'olacha, separate shaliach l'kabbalah. Everything is great. The Gemara says, not so simple. There's another technical problem. So ha'anich elamad yoma isha osa shaliach l'kabbalah miyat shaliach baila. Elamad yoma ain't the isha osa shaliach l'kabbalah miyat shaliach baila ma'ikin l'meimah. So there is a big machlekes later on in the Masechta about the following. We know that the husband can appoint the shaliach. And the wife can appoint a shaliach. Can you have a combination of both? Namely, the husband appoints a shaliach. He thinks that the shaliach's coming. He says, go to my wife's door, go knock on the door, and hand it to get. And instead of her coming out, she says, excuse me, I'm not talking to you. Let me call my friend to be my shaliach l'kabbalah. So does that work? Does machlekes is in the Gemara, is that okay? So at first glance, what's the problem? He's the shliach l'olacha. She's the shliach l'kabbalah. What's the problem? So Gemara says, not so simple. There's one opinion that says that you can't double up. You can't have the shliach l'kabbalah coming to receive it from the shliach l'olacha. So Gemara says, if that's the case, if that opinion is true, so then we have a problem here. Because the whole scenario that we just set up here, because of all the technical glitches of, we're trying to just say, pshat, the Mishnah, we have this poor line sticking out at us from the Mishnah that we can't understand. The Mishnah discusses that the woman's bringing her own get and saying b'fai nechna. It can't mean kibshut. There's no case where she's bringing a get and saying b'fai nechna unless you start to create these crazy wild scenarios of her being a shlech l'olacha and then appointing shlech l'kabbalah because of all the glitches from before. So I said, wait a second, that doesn't work. According to half the opinions later on in the Masechta, a shaliach of the woman cannot be a shaliach l'kabbalah to accept from the shaliach of the husband. So the Gemara says, Michael Memer. So the Gemara says, no, not so simple. Why is that a problem? Why is it that one opinion maintains that under normal circumstances, a woman can't appoint a shaliach l'kabbalah to receive from the shaliach l'kabbalah? What could be wrong with that? So time of my mishum dika bizayin debal. It's a purely technical issue. Namely, the husband, you know, he thinks he's in control. He sends a shlech l'halacha, and the wife, such a chutzpah, she doesn't even open the door. She says, I'm not going to lower myself to accept my get. Hell, I'll call somebody else to call the teenage girl across the street to pray. I'm not going to accept my get. So the husband's a little bit annoyed about that. Now, again, whether the husband should be or should not be, whether we care about his feelings or not, I mean, no one here is acting appropriately. But im kozel, we have a big problem because if we tick off the husband too much, that he may have in the back of his mind, I'm not giving a get under those circumstances. That's really bad. Because the minute that the husband backs out from giving the get, before the get took effect, so then you're lacking ratzon habaal. Without ratzon habaal, you can kiss that get goodbye. The Torah says that the husband has to have full-fledged das, full-fledged ratzon, to give that get. So the last thing we want to do is to annoy the husband. We worked so hard all these years to get this get, and now we're going to tick off the husband at the last minute. So therefore, one day the Gemara says that you can't have the shaliach, you can't have the woman appoint the shaliach l'kabbalah to receive from the shlich l'olacha, lest the husband considers that to be a bizoyan. He's disgraced by that. And then he's going to backpedal from his das to give the get. If that's the only reason, here, the Baal set this up. The Baal himself said, I want you, my wife, to be the shlech halacha. Then I'm asking you, please appoint. Why he's doing this, I can't get into the psyche of why the guy's a meshugana. But he's saying to his wife, you be the shlech halacha. You appoint the shlech halacha. What's the problem? The only time we're concerned with having shlech halacha, giving shlech halacha, if it's being done circumventing the husband, so maybe the husband's getting annoyed. But if the husband supervised, he started this whole ball rolling, so what's the problem? So Gemara says, okay, we're not so bad. But there's another opinion in the Gemara that says a totally different reason why you cannot have a shalech lahalacha giving to a shalech lekabbalah, and that would pose a problem here. What's the other reason? Elaman the Amar mishum chatzera boli acha mikan meikle meimar. So chatzera boli acha mikan is a principle that we spoke a little bit about earlier on in the parak, which means as follows, that Reuven can give Rachel a get. He doesn't have to put it literally into her hands, even though the Torah says, V'rasa b'yada, the Tashem HaPeh explains, that b'yada refers to her, not literally to her hand, to her chutzah, to her shus, he can put it in her backyard, he can put it into her house as well. However, what if he puts it into Shimon's house, and then she subsequently buys that house from Shimon? That's not called a get. When he gave the get, it's very nice, he divorced Shimon, he's not married, he's married to Rachel. So he has to give Rachel the get. So when he gives the get into Shimon's Rishos, and then Shimon subsequently sells it to Rachel, that's called the Chatzera Boli Achemikan, and that's no good in the Torah. So Saba Meroim said that this idea of Shlichos can sometimes mimic that a little bit. It doesn't look right that he puts a get into a Shliach's hands, and then she later appoints a Shliach to get the get. So it almost gives off that impression of that it looks a little bit resembles a Chatzera Boli Achemikan. And therefore, Midirabon, and they said you shouldn't do it. So if you hold that's not acceptable, Michael and Meimar, then what is the case in the Mishnah? So we're back to square one. What is the case in the Mishnah? How can you have a scenario that she's bringing the get and still saying before Nech, the get wasn't Chal yet? So Gemara tries again. The Omar lahavi shliach le'alocha ad-damatis hasam. He says, you be a shliach le'alocha till you get to that place. V'chimatis hasam shavish shliach le'alocha. And then you then appoint another shliach lahalacha, but kabli is gitech minei, and then you should receive the get. Not that you make shliach lekabbalah. Let's leave the shliach lekabbalah out of the picture. You receive the get directly from the second shliach lahalacha. So Hashem, we can read this. So I believe we haven't had a problem yet. Gemara says that if you like that pshat, I'll give you another pshat also. Bibay seima the yomel habi shliach lahalacha adamat es hasam. He says that you be the shliach lahalacha till you get to the beis din. Bechimat es hasam. When you get the ema kame beidina before nechem before nechdom, give your edus, say it before nechem before nechdom, umashre beidina shaliach, and the beidim will make a shaliach, a second shaliach lalacha, and they'll give it to you. So it's the same basic answer, namely, it is avoiding the necessity for shaliach lekabbalas. Once you start having him appoint the shaliach lekabbalas, and then having her appoint the shaliach lekabbalas, you're asking for trouble. So you have a double, you have a relay of a shaliach lehalacha. One guy passes for one guy, passes to the other guy, and finally, eventually she receives the get. So we could breathe a sigh of relief, as strange as it was. And again, the Mishnah was straight. The Mishnah gave this bizarre case of Isha Mavia Gita, Mavacha Tzichalomu Fainechem Fainechem. What's the case? So the Gemara says, the punchline of the Mishnah is not to give you crazy, creative imagination cases. The punchline of the Mishnah was simply to tell us that anybody and everybody, except for the Goyim, the Avodim, whoever they are, but pretty much anybody else can be a shaliach for a get. It could be a man, it could be a woman. It could even be the woman herself. And pretty much anybody could say before Nechtav, even the woman herself. How to fit in the details of the case? The Mishnah wasn't interested. The Mishnah couldn't care less about. That wasn't the point. So the Amoraim and Bubble sitting around 100, 300 years later and say, wait a second, the Mishnah has to be describing a case that's true. That has to be a case. It could be the craziest, wildest, most creative case under the sun, but there has to be a case, or else the Tanaim are talking about nonsense. So the Gemara says, okay, we'll touch it up. So it took the Gemara half an hour to touch it up to find the case. But Baruch Hashem, we survived and we found the case. We say, Hadra Lacha, may forget, we finished the second part. We'll move on to the beginning of the third part. Back to regular standard getting.
In that second last case, who's saying the final?
She said she's a shlech lalacha.
But when is she saying it?
She's saying it once she hands it over to the basis. That's the din, that when you have a shliach, it's a shliach. So when you have multiple shlech lalachas, once the first one hands it off, he says, that's actually a sugya earlier on somewhere. The Gemara has that club. So now the Mishnah goes back to talking about almost like the ABCs of Gittin. We've been talking a lot about the strange cases. Now we go back to the basic fundamental halachas of Lishma. We all know that there's a din in the Torah that a get must be Lishma. The chas of law, Lishma, everybody agrees to that. There's one Tana, Rabbi Meir, who said that that din of Lishma is not going on the ksiv, it's going on the chasima. Okay, Rabbi Meir is entitled to that nuance, but everybody agrees there is a din Lishma, either on the ksiv or on the chasima. So the Mishnah begins, kol get shenichtav shelo l'shem ish apostle. Any get that's written not for the purposes of the woman is absolutely possible with their eyes. A case, what would be an example, what would be a good example of a get written shelo l'shma? The guy's walking in the marketplace. V'shama kol sofer makrim. And he hears the sofrim calling out, ish ploni begarish is plonis to makom ploni. He says, oh, Reuven is being begarish Rachel. Reuven lives in Manhattan, is being begarish Rachel. And Shoyin. The Omar, he says, it's my lucky day. Zeshmi, Zeshemishti. He says, by golly, this is my name, it's my wife's name. So he figures, it gets all ready. So he knocks at the sofrim, says, please, I'll be happy to order that get, please. So apostle garish, but you cannot use that get, because that get was not written l'shem ha'isha. Who was the get written for? The Gemara is going to explain it's written for nobody. It was so from simply practicing. They just arbitrarily picked the right names. Yes, it can. So now the Mishnah goes further and says, not only is that first case possible, where the get wasn't written even at all for the purposes of gerushin, it was just written for practice. What if you have a get that really was written for gerushin, just for the wrong person? Kosel garish is ishto, a person, Reuven, goes to the sofer and says, I'm asking you, I'm paying you to write me a get. My name is Reuven, my wife's name is Rachel. Write me a get for Reuven's Megarish Rachel. The Nimuch, so the sofer writes the get for Reuven. Reuven's holding on to the get, and he's about to give it to him. You know, he has a change of heart. He says, you know what? Forget about it. I'm not going to divorce my wife. He takes it, throws it into the garbage. Matzah Benirai. Another guy picks it up and says, oh, my golly. The Reuvens and the Rachels aren't getting along too well in this town. So he says, why not? I can save a few dollars on a get. Also a garish bill. So the Chiddush of the second case was, even though it was written L'shem Gevershin, it wasn't written L'shem Gevershin, that couple. So that's also Pasul Ben HaTorah. And the Mishnah continues, yes, Amikah. That's the theme of the Mishnah's building and saying, even in the following case, Hoylo Shtei Noshim, he has two wives. Ushmosei and Shavos, they have the same. He only married Rachels. So he's got two wives, Rachels. Kosel Lagash Tagadola. Lagash was a tani. He writes, he commissions the Sofer to write again for Rachel, the older of the two. And then he changes his mind. He says, no, we'll divorce the younger one. He says, no, lo yagash basakhtani. He cannot do that. That's a chiddush agabi chiddush. Because here, one would have argued, it was written for the husband. So maybe that's called Lishma. No, but it wasn't written for the wife. So it has to be Lishma for both the husband and the wife. Yes, we can give you even the biggest chiddush, the greatest of all chiddushim, says the Mishnah. Amar lav, lav means a sofer. He says to the sofer, "Ksov le'ezo she'eretze agarish." He has his two wives, Rachel, older Rachel and younger Rachel, and he's definitely going to divorce one. He just hasn't decided yet which one. Again, obviously the cases are not, we're not expecting this to happen, but it's going to express for us an important halachic concept. So the Mishnah says, "I would have thought." He wrote the get really in a sense for both of them or for either one of them. He's saying that at the time that he wrote, he didn't designate it Dafka for Rachel the old or for the younger. He says, La'ezash Eretz, I'll decide later, Garish, Pasul Garish, but we cannot use it for either one of them. And this is a very, very lumpish question that's going to lead to a whole discussion in the Gemara. This is touched on the halachic principle called Breira. Breira means that I do something, but it's not clear yet what exactly I'm doing. It's unclear whether I'm designating A or designating B to be determined later, the phrase retroactive designation. So I haven't designated anything specifically now to be determined later. So can I do that? Does that concept exist in halacha? So this Mishnah seems to be denying it. It seems to be saying that this retroactive designation is not going to work. So we'll have to see if that's Shem as soon as we're going to continue on some of the details of this halacha. So the Gemara just wants to clarify what all four, there are clearly four different scenarios in the Mishnah, just what they all were. The second case said that he, Reuven planned on divorcing his wife, changed his mind, threw the get in the garbage, and the other Reuven picks it up. So what was the first case exactly? When the guy was walking in the street and the sofer were writing, doesn't that mean the first case? Isn't that the second case? Isn't that the same thing that he heard the sofer writing for a different Reuven? So the Gemara says, no, Amar Papa, the sofer masuim islamid askinan. The sofer were not writing it for a Reuven. They were just, I'm writing it. And they just, it was his lucky day. They happened to pick Reuven and Rachel. So that's That's the first of the scenarios, that the get, that's the most obvious case. The get wasn't even written l'shem gerushin at all. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, I'll prove to you that is the correct case. The economic tani sofin makrin, the tani sofin korin. The lashon hamishnah is the sofin makrin. Makrin means that the rebbe is teaching the Talmud. It means the one scribe teaching another scribe, saying, okay, practice, let's go, right, Reuven, right, Reuven. So that lashon of sofin makrin would only be used when we're dealing with sofin while learning how to write. Shabbat, so we have shot. We're correct in our analysis of the mishnah. So the Gemara now goes back to the four cases and just make sure we understand what the yes and mikan is in each case. Clearly, there's a progression. The mission is like a pyramid building one on another. Clearly, there's a progression. What are all four cases precisely, and what is the chiddush in all four? So my yes and mikan. So what is the meaning of that phrase in the mission that each case is a little bit more of a chiddush than the other? So Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. So there was a braisa that was taught in the Spanish of Rabbi Shmuel that elaborates and makes very clear what the mission is referring to. Not only the first case where it wasn't written for gerushin at all, because it was the soul from Asur Islamit. Even the second case, which was written for the purpose of gerushin, that's also going to be a problem. Not only the second case where it wasn't written for his gerushin. The third case, it was written for his gerushin, it just wasn't written for the wrong wife. So every case is possible, even if it was merely not written for her. My time. How do we know that all this is true? Because of the Nosson Sefer Christus Biyada, if the Torah would have just said a very, very vague phrase that he has to give her a Sefer Christus, so I would have thought, Avamina, that just the mere phrase, Sefer Krisos, already disqualifies the first case. Because the first case, when the Sofim were practicing, they didn't write it as a get. So I would have thought that all you need to suffice for the Shema is that it's written for Gittin purposes. It doesn't have to be written for this man, for this woman. It has to be written, L'shem Gerushin, as the Sefim say. So I would have thought that that's enough. That would have been fulfilled if all the Torah would have said is Sefer Krisos. But the Torah doesn't say that. So I would have thought if that's all you have to do is have a kos of the garsha sishto. But when Reuben wrote it l'shem gerushin, the nimloch they changed his mind to of the shum krisus and a kosher. If that get was written shum krisus, it would have been kosher. Kos of chamana v'chosav. No. The Torah adds and says no. That's not enough. That has to be written. Because of chamana v'chosav, if all the Torah would have said is that you have to make sure that it's written, have v'chosav have amina l'miyute hayt lo iuka kosiv la. So that's true in the second case where this husband didn't authorize the writing of the get. The get was written by Reuven 1, and then Reuven 2 wants to piggyback on that get. So I would have understood that that's a problem. But in the third case where he has two wives, the iuka kosiv law, I would have thought that's okay. The get is written the shem krisus. It's written for him. What could be wrong? So I would have thought, that's what the Torah teaches us, that it is not enough just to be written l'shem krisus. It is not enough just to be written l'shem the man. It has to be written l'shem the woman as well. So what's the chiddush of the fourth case? The last case, the ultimate case of the Mishnah, where it was written l'shem krisus, it was written for the man, and in a certain sense, it was written for the woman also. We just don't yet know which woman it is. So he did not say, I'm writing for woman one, and then he wants to use it for woman two. He says, write it for one of my two wives. They both have the same names, to be determined. So whether it's determined in a week from now, when he decides who he wants to divorce, what is the problem? So for Sefer Lamli, what is the Sefer appear? Hakamash Malan, the Ein Breira. The Mishnah teaches me a different word. It teaches me this principle of Breira, which again is going to permeate all of Halacha. When a person tries to do something, tries to do a chalos, and it's not clear which item he's doing the chalos on. And by doing it on woman A, I'm doing the woman A. Well, the Moshe Gemara talks later on. A person separates Trumas and Maestras, but not really. He says, I want to eat the food now, and I'll determine later which one the Trumas and Maestras is going to be. So the Gemara says, that's also a Shaila of Breira, that you have to decide, the facts have to be clear now. You can't do something now to be determined later, and then retroactively go backwards. That's called Ein Breira. So the Gemara says, that's the Chiddush of the last case of the Mishnah, to teach me that Ein Breira. So going back now to some of the early cases in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, Kosa Lagarsh Gadola, Lagarsh Basa Katana. So the Mishnah said that if the get was specifically written for the older Rachel, he cannot use that get to divorce the younger Rachel. That's a clear violation of the Pasuk law, which means Lishma. So the Gemara's Medayik as follows. Wait a second. Katana hu delo matzi begarish bay. It's true that he cannot use the get to divorce the younger one, because vis-a-vis the younger one, it wasn't written Lishma. Hagadola matzi begarish bay. But he can divorce the older one. So you may be wondering, he wrote the get for the older one. What could possibly be wrong? So Gemara says, this is a loaded question, because this is going to open up the question, which goes way beyond Gittin, about general shtaros. If we let him divorce the older one and give it the get, so we're basically sanctioning a get that says the following in it. It says, Reuven from Manhattan is divorcing Rachel. Now, when you read that get, you don't know which one it was for. Now, we know at the time of the get who it was for. We know that it was Reuven, the older one. That's the one we told the sofer to write. But when you just read the get itself, you can't tell. So what is the din? Can we have shtaros? Can we have documents that are now appearing in Beis Din, documents that are being authorized, that if you look at the document itself, you can't tell which person is the Baal HaShtar? So Amar Rava, Rava says, this would teach us, if this Mishnah really means it, Zel Samaras teaches us, Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adar Mirachas, Otsin Shtachom Alachayrim. We know there are two Yosef and Shimons in the same town. Two fellows. Both the names is Yosef and Shimon. They live in the same town. And one of these Yosef and Shimons walks into Beis Din saying that Reuven ben Yaakov owes him $10,000. Are we okay with that? Maybe we should be questioned. So Maybe it's not you. maybe the lawyer owes the other fellow. Maybe you just found the get in the garbage. You found the star in the garbage or something. So any and every time when we have two people with the exact same names, all the Baligover, the same names here, we are opening ourselves up for potential dishonesty. So comes the Gemara and says, if you're going to accept the get, but you can divorce the older one. So are you committing yourself to what the halacha is under these kinds of circumstances of the Shtei Yosef and Shimon Adar Mirachas? That's a loaded question. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out whether that is good or that's not good. The next year, we'll try to figure out what the parameters of that halacha are when you have shtaros that could potentially be linked to one of two possible people. Okay, stop here.
Anyone wanted those men who were married to two were expected to divorce one, or once they were married before, they were married.
So that there's a rush in the Maseches Chulin that talks about a general question. Let's say a person lived at a time before they made Bishalachim, so he had his non-Jew cooked him a chicken, and then the word Beis Din makes it a kun, you can't eat that chicken. So, do we say that there's an automatic buy in anything that existed beforehand? And like what's the rule in law, in American law, what is it?
You know.
There's a phrase about, in legal terms, you can't punish somebody for a law that didn't exist at the time that it was made. There's a Russian chulin that talks, the Gemara has a shayla. Yeah. In the Midbar, according to one opinion in the Midbar, they didn't have to shecht animals in the Midbar, they were able to do nechirah or whatever. So the Gemara wants to know, a vari nechirah shechlisim in the Midbar, the Eretz Yisrael. If they didn't shecht the animal, and the last day before they went to Eretz Yisrael, now the mitzvah shechit begins, so are you grandfathered into the previous thing? So that would be that shayla.
You can get an answer.
Let's go back to 1,000 years ago.